From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. A Senate report says pharmaceutical company GlaxoSmithKline knew about heart attack risks linked to a diabetes drug years before evidence of the problem was made public. NPR's Renita Jablonski has details.
The drug Avandia is used to treat type 2 diabetes, the most common form of diabetes. Concerns about the drug first came up in May 2007. That's when researchers at the Cleveland Clinic published a study saying there was a link between Avandia and heart attacks. Now a report from Senators Max Baucus and Charles Grassley says GlaxoSmithKline knew for several years prior to the Cleveland Clinic study that there were possible cardiac risks. Other documents released this weekend showed two U.S. drug safety reviewers have recommended Avandia be pulled from the market. The FDA is due to again ask an advisory panel to consider the risks of Avandia. Glaxo, in a statement, said the drug is safe. Before the questions about heart attacks came up, Avandia had been the company's second biggest selling product. Renita Jablonski, NPR News, Washington.
The director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has died. Sam Hamilton suffered chest pains while skiing yesterday in Colorado. He died after being transported off the slopes at Keystone Ski Area. Hamilton is credited with helping restore the Florida Everglades, the nation's largest ecosystem restoration project. He was also instrumental in restoring coastal wetlands devastated by hurricanes Katrina and Rita. Hamilton was 54. The Obama administration is expected to present today a plan for rescuing the Great Lakes from toxic contamination and invasive species. At a news conference planned later today, the Environmental Protection Agency is expected to outline a more than $2 billion plan that includes cleaning up heavily polluted sites, restoring wildlife habitat, and pledging zero tolerance of invasions by foreign species. Apollo Ono became the most decorated American in Winter Olympic history Saturday night, winning a bronze medal in short track speed skating in Vancouver. He's now won 7 medals over 3 Olympic Games. From Vancouver, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
Apollo Ono was actually in second with 3 laps to go in the 1,000, but suddenly slipped to last. Ahead of him were Canadian brothers Charles and Francois Hamlin and Koreans Lee Jung-soo and Lee Ho-suk. The sound was deafening as the Canadians in the arena cheered for the Hamlins and the Americans screamed for Ono. In the last lap, Ono rallied to skate past the Canadians for third. Lee Jung-soo won the gold medal in Olympic record time. Ono said he was disappointed he didn't win gold, especially when that seemed possible early in the race. But he also said he was pleased with his last lap rally for bronze. There are 2 more races to come for Ono, the 500 and the 5,000 relay, 2 more opportunities for medals. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Vancouver.
This is NPR News. Egyptian police say a man threw a homemade bomb out the window of a Cairo hotel at the city's main synagogue across the street. The bomb caught fire but failed to explode. No one was injured. The synagogue is the largest in Egypt and holds limited services for the country's very small, mostly old Jewish population. Beginning tomorrow, it'll be legal to carry a gun in most of the national parks and wildlife refuges, including the Grand Canyon. Mark Moran has details from Phoenix.
The new law will allow gun owners with a permit to carry firearms in places such as the Grand Canyon, Yellowstone, Rocky Mountain National Park, and the Great Smoky Mountains, all places known for their serene beauty. Critics of the law argue that it could lead to more violence in those areas and fought hard against its passage. But not long after the Obama administration took office, the National Rifle Association started a full-fledged effort to pass the law before gun laws were tightened under Mr. Obama. The group had a Supreme Court ruling as ammunition. The High Court ruled in 2008 a handgun ban in Washington unconstitutional and that registered owners had a right to carry a gun for self-defense. The law only applies in states that permit handguns and more than 30 national parks span more than one state. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.
The nation's governors say states are facing a total budget shortfall of $134 billion over the next 3 years. At the Winter National Governors Association meeting this weekend, state leaders said revenues are much lower than expected. The association's chairman, Republican Jim Douglas of Vermont, says states are in a fairly poor fiscal situation. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.